Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's episode. Today, I want to talk about the VA industry, and I think it's important because I've seen a lot of misinformation really over the last year or two about what a VA is and what a VA is not. So I just wanted to take some time to kind of clear that up. So first off, the VA industry has been around for over 20 years, and it is made up of business owners. So we are business owners, we are self-employed, we are contractors, we are freelancers, we are not employees. So if you see someone saying, hey, you need to get a VA job, there is no such thing. There is a VA business, but not a VA job. So if you're looking for a job virtually, then those are simply virtual employees that do a variety of different types of work, not a VA. And I think that's where the confusion comes in. So a VA is a self-employed business owner slash entrepreneur. The business has been around for well over 20 years, and it was started as a business, not a job. What do we do in the VA industry? We support online business owners. Now, of course, there are some of you who might support brick and mortar businesses. I know I had some clients that were chiropractors, and they had both brick and mortar business and an online business. But the majority of business owners in the VA industry support what I would call solopreneurs, which would be maybe one or two people that in a business. Usually it's a solo business owner, and we support them. The other kind of miscommunication or misunderstanding, I think, is that all VAs are admin-based, and that could not be further from the truth. You know, maybe 20 years ago that was the case, but now the industry is moving away from admins because clients can do their own admin work, but they cannot set up the technology or work with the technology or really understand, you know, all things digital marketing. And so they're looking for VAs who can support them in that realm. So if you're somebody who has admin experience, it's great experience. It should be a springboard for you then to grow your knowledge and look into learning technology or digital marketing, because that's where the industry is evolving to. That's what clients really want. And I did an entire couple of different podcasts on that, so feel free to read or listen, I should say. So just to recap, we are business owners, not employees. We support, I would say, 99% of the businesses we support, and we being the industry, are online business owners. Now, there's always exceptions to that rule, and they're mostly, you know, one or two person shops, if you will. But there's so much misinformation around what a VA is and what a VA is not. I think the biggest thing to take away is a VA is a business owner, not a employee, not an employee. If you're looking for a job, again, those are simply virtual employees doing a variety of work. You want to hit up a job board like Indeed or even LinkedIn and look for jobs. A couple of things I do want to point out is there are a lot of, I would say, for lack of a better word, job postings and VA groups, and I'm speaking to my VA group, my public VA group. I see that people will post and say they want somebody for X number of hours, a day or a week, and they need to be available during, you know, X time. And basically they're trying to dictate exactly what you need to do. I have to caution you, because that is not what a client can do. That's an employer. If someone's trying to dictate the hours you work, how you work, where you work, when you work, that's an employer. And I'm speaking to the US based people, because this is a law here in the United States. So if you ever see somebody says, well, you'll become a 1099 employee. Well, a 1099 is not an employee. A W-2 in the US is an employee. A 1099 is still a contractor. So just a word of caution. When you're looking at any kind of job posts that dictate when you work, when you're available, and how you work, that's an actual job post, which means they should be hiring you as an employee. Don't take on that type of client, because you can't, they can't get away with that here in the US. In other words, you could actually turn them into the IRS and they can get in all kinds of trouble. There's an entire library of information about what a 1099 is versus a W-2. A W-2 is an employee. And if you're ever curious about that, I highly recommend you check out the IRS.gov, and you could basically Google, 1099 versus W-2, and it will tell you what the difference is. And the reason I bring this up is because I see so many people trying to, I don't know if they're trying to take advantage, but maybe they don't know what they don't know. And it's all about knowledge and education. When I see a post like this in my Facebook group, I try to educate the person that posted and say, well, you can't do that. And here's a link to the IRS that explains why. But you need to be, as a business owner, you need to be aware of those rules again. Now I'm talking US based, so keep that in mind, but it's still information that's important to you. And another thing is, if you're thinking about starting a VA business, then this is a great time to do it because, the online industry is open for business. It's a great time to start any online business, especially a VA one, because the online business industry is growing by leaps and bounds, and we, the industry, support online business owners. So as they grow, the need for us grows. One other thing, if you are truly looking for a job, a job, what I would recommend is check out a place like hiremymom.com. They have a lot of, virtual type positions and their jobs. For people that really want the safety, if you will, of having a job. So check out hiremymom.com. You can also check out job boards. But really, this is just informational. VAs are not employees. They're business owners. And I think it's important that we educate our clients and we educate people that are new, that are coming into the industry, because they may be misled by what they've seen on social media. So this was just a quick industry overview. Hope you found something in this that maybe you didn't know or interesting. If you're not a subscriber of my podcast, I invite you to do so. You can find it on all the popular podcasting platforms, and I release new ones every week. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.